Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Tamura Lamid Gimel, Tamura 33b, pagination is 66. And Emet Hashem, we will continue on to the next Amud as well, where the Masechta is completed. So we'll start at the Mishnah, Lamid Gimel Lamid Beis, about a fifth of the way up. Ve'elu hein hanikvarim. The Mishnah is describing things that have to be buried because of a level of prohibition associated with them, and we want to put them out of circulation, so to speak. This is related to a statement that we had in the previous Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Ve'imesu Yikavru, animals of Kodshim, if they die, we had a description that they would have to be buried. As opposed to, typically, an animal dies, there are different parts of the animal that someone might want to put to use. Over here, that's forbidden. Now, the Mishnah will enumerate a bunch of things that are forbidden in benefit, and the Mishnah categorizes them between things that have to be nikvarim, buried, and things that have to be nisrafim, burned. For the purposes of our segment, a kind of first read on the Mishnah, we're not going to primarily focus on the burial or the burning distinction, but simply to recognize that they are forbidden in benefit and we're looking to put them out of circulation. There is depth, though, to the concepts of that distinction, and it will also be related to the concept, the contemporary question of composting. If something is put out of commission, let's say basar b'chalav, milk and meat, cooked together, a roast meat that you put butter on, and then boiled, roasted, baked, a real prohibition, which is forbidden in benefit, would a person be allowed to dump it in his compost heap and allow the enzymes, or whatever the exact scientific description is, to eat away at it and turn it into a very rich compost and have benefit thereby? Or is that still considered having benefit, and unless you burned it, it would not really be considered permitted? Chametz from Pesach, another example. Eventually, everything that's buried is assumed to decompose, but there too we have the question, maybe very long time down the road, eventually, hundreds of years later, someone decides to use that plot of land for something. So you don't have to worry about that. At that point, it's truly gone and chemically changed. But in its early stages, is that called benefit? And we have reason to believe that composting would totally not suffice. So the Mishnah states, Ve'elu einan akvarim, these are things that have to be buried. Kachim she'pila, an animal of Kachim that had a miscarriage, and this aborted fetus is now here. What do you do with it? Yikavru. It's going to get buried. Hipila shilya, if it's just the afterbirth that shows up. Tikaver. We also assume that there would have been a fetus in there, and even if it's not discernible, it's already deteriorated, but it still has this same law. Vishar haniskal, an animal that was stoned because either it killed or because it was used, roveya nirva, relations with a person. Ve'egla arufa, and the animal in the mitzvah of egla arufa, where a person was found killed, lo noda, we don't know who killed the person. So the closest city has this obligation, and that animal that's decapitated declaring the tragedy, that animal is forbidden in benefit. V'tzipari mitzora, the birds of the mitzora, v'seyar nazir, something that we'll come back to, the hair of the nazir when he shaves after his period of nazirus, u'peter chamor, and the firstborn donkey that was not redeemed properly. The pasuk says, "Vim lo sifta va'arafto." If it will not be redeemed, then it's killed, and that animal is forbidden in benefit. Ubasa b'chalav, a nice contemporary example, which we gave, if milk and meat, which is forbidden to cook together, but if it did happen, it's forbidden in benefit as well. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, and non-sanctified animal that was shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, likewise has such a prohibition of benefit and has to be discarded in the list of the Mishnah. These are nikvarim, buried. Skipping a line or two, ve'elu heinan esrafim, and these are things that are burned. Chametz bepesach yisarif, chametz on Pesach would be burned. Utruma temeya, and truma, that's the tithe produce that's given to the Kohen and eaten in holiness. If that produce became tamei, then it would have this halacha of yisarif. What is unique about this yisarif by truma temeya is we have a special rule, madlikin teruma. The Kohen is allowed to benefit from it. He's allowed to light it up as a fuel to give light and benefit from it as it is being consumed. Let's skip to the Gemara, which can be found on Daf Lamed Dalet, counting down from the top about 7 lines. Seir HaNazir, regarding the hair of the Nazir, Yikover, it shall be buried. Rami, they asked a question that it says, Ha'orig molei asut mitzemer b'chor bebeged yidolek habeged. If a person wove in from the shearings, from the wool of a firstborn animal, so there's a prohibition there in benefit, so the garment that has this wool in it shall be burned. And Miseir HaNazir, if you did such a thing with the hair of a Nazir, again, Bisak, if it was woven into a sack, Yidolek HaSak, the sack, the garment involved, would have to be burned. So why is it that the Seir HaNazir is being described as Yikover, buried, whereas if it's woven in, it's described as to be burned? And indeed, on the second wide line, Amar Rav Sheshes explained, Kan Besak, Kan Beseyor. There's a distinction made between in a garment or not in a garment. If you just have the hair, so you could bury it and assume that no one's going to benefit from that, no one's running after the seyar of a nazir. But if you have a garment and you were to bury it, we're still concerned that someone will benefit from it because a garment is already formed, could have benefit, and someone might benefit from it. In that case, it has to be burned to put it out of commission. In the words of Rashi, when it's in a garment form, hoil ve'ena kola ad la'achar zman, its usefulness is not going to be eradicated until after a period of time. And that's the distinction between the Mishnah Seir Nazir intact just gets buried, but Seir Nazir woven into something would have to be burned. One final question we'll discuss on the topic, on the fourth line in the Wides, Livatel Sak Beruba. If it's just woven into the sack, into the garment, why can't this here be nullified in the majority? If most of the garment is permitted material, why can't we simply disregard this particular thread-like substance? And it's worth noting that this is very different than chatnez, because chatnez, the prohibition is the mixture, and once a thread is woven in, we have the discussion of chatnez. You can't just say it's butter like you do by basar b'chalav, where the taste is nullified, or by other non-kosher things like the Gemara is invoking here, majority might nullify it. By chatnez, it doesn't work like that. But this is not chatnez. This is a prohibited hair, thread, type substance. And the Gemara asks, it should be bata barov. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Papa Bitsipurta, that the hair of the Nazir was made into a design. And therefore, it's considered intact and will not be nullified, and that's why our discussion was, how should it be disposed of? And the ruling that we brought was, it has to be burnt. Hadron Allah Meseches Temura, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Mesechta again in the future more thoroughly. Yashar Koach, and thank you for joining.